Hello, Audio Boo Land. It's almost 6 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, evening. It's dark. I'm at the kitchen table and it smells delightful. I've got a huge pot of chicken and vegetable soup simmering away on the stove and stewing some apples for apple crumble. So, going all out for a Saturday night for some bizarre reason. Lots of yummy, warm, comfort food. It was a brilliant sunny day here today. I missed a good slab of it because I had to have a big sleep to sleep off some of the vodka I drank last night. So I apologise profusely to Greg McQueen and Paul Anderson because there are big missing bits of our conversation last night. So I'm hoping that's not a bad thing. What struck me about last night, the bits that I do remember, is how much fun it is to do, in inverted commas, business. It's always a standing joke in our household that Paul and I seem to giggle and laugh and carry on for about half of the time we spend together doing business. Yeah, and I think that's the way it should be. I mean, if you're in a creative enterprise, it shouldn't feel like a hard drag. You should actually enjoy what you do. And I certainly enjoy doing business with Paul and being in partnership with him and hoping that that flows on to all of the projects that come under the Emergent Publishing umbrella. So we had a lovely conversation with Greg last night, which Paul disappeared to have something to eat, and Greg and I continue to prattle on about all manner of interesting things. Greg mentioned it in his audio boo, but I'm here in Brisbane in Australia, and Paul's in London, and Greg's in Denmark. And if it weren't for technology, these kinds of partnerships and collaborative projects and whatnot, they just couldn't exist. And I think we're really lucky to live in the times that we're living in lots of ways, especially if you're a creative type person. So compliments of the very long Skype conversation and the vodka. I didn't get any writing done, but I did go to bed, and yeah, I finally did dream about vampires last night after 647 minutes of True Blood and three Twilight movies. It was bound to happen. But I also dreamt about audio boo. It was one of those weird dreams where I was audio booing my dream. But I also had a dream. Yeah, part of the dream was about leaving to catch a plane. And this is a recurring theme in my dreams over, 10-15 years, and it was really exciting because last year, for the first time in my dream, I actually had my passport, my ticket. I was at the airport on time, and I actually got on the plane and went to where I was going to, and dreamt that I was wandering around America. So last night I kept missing my plane, and it wasn't the frustration of continually missing it. It was missing it because I didn't actually want to leave. I was in a place where I was happy with people that I was happy with. And it's probably a good... it's indicative of where I am at the moment. I'm working with some awesome people on awesome projects, and as much as it feels like the work is going to consume me sometimes, and it's a really hard act to try and make everything fit together, I'm in a really good place and I'm really blessed, and I hope all of those people that we work with and that I work with feel the same. So on that uplifting note, I'm going to bid you a good night, and I'm going to go back and ensure that nothing's burning on the stove. Have a great weekend. Bye.